Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing the biggest stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
And we are back. Welcome to another episode of Camp Blood Radio. I am your host, Nathan Barker. And normally I would be saying that the drunk uncle is with me, but he is not. He had a thing, and I'm really not really sure what that thing is. He texted me a couple times, something about kids and something about coronavirus. So I'm not sure if he has the coronavirus or they have the coronavirus or someone has the coronavirus. Or maybe nobody has the coronavirus, because that's all the fuck I'm hearing about on social media and I'm getting tired of it. So I don't know. Maybe something like that. But either way, he had some shit going on. He couldn't join us. So I thought, well, goddamn, I don't want to have to skip a week. And what am I going to do now outside of our regularly scheduled programming? And I thought, you know what? It's time to reach out to some good friends of the show, some good friends of mine, some good people. And just see if we can just kind of bring you an all-access Friday the 13th special, Camp Blood Radio style, even though the drunk uncle cannot participate. So, joining me at camp tonight is one of our people, Mr. South Jersey Jason, Brian Bader, a.k.a. Brian Emenheiser.
Thanks for having me on again. It is a pleasure, as always.
Appreciate you on short notice. And, of course, our creepy little schmedium friend over at 13 Gallows Lane, the great JoJo Gallo.
What the fuck is up?
I appreciate you too. You know, I reach out to you guys and say, hey, I need you. And guess what? Here you are.
Oh, you know me. I'm always wet.
You are like
me with my legs wide open.
I'm the what? I'm the president?
You're like the president, and we're your cabinet, always ready to, you know, be there for you.
You're like my Secretary of Defense, if you will.
There you go.
Yeah. So,
or Secretary of Chronic Masturbation.
Absolutely. The Cabinet of Chronic Masturbators, if you will.
Man, we have the best and most important job of all.
You do. You're like my cheerleaders, and I love you guys to pieces. I'd grab your ass right now if you were in front of me, but I can't reach through the screen and make it happen, so you're just going to have to wait on that.
We just got to wait on technology, man. It's going to happen.
I mean, South Jersey Jason showing, I mean, what size bra do you wear? I seen on Instagram you were all bare and all and got the man boobies out there, and goddamn.
Yeah, you like that?
Not have got a boner.
You know, it was funny because I'm at work, and so we have a group chat with all the gallows, myself and Mrs. South Jersey Jason. So I'm taking a little break, and I see, yo, did you see the new Gallo model? She is hot. So I go on the page, and there I am. So that photo was actually taken by Irene last week. We were at our local park taking pictures of my new costume, and I'm putting the costume on, and, you know, I didn't know she was taking photos, and I think she shared it in the group last week, and that's how Joe pirated that photo.
He worked his magic on it.
Yes, he did.
I'm a boob guy, right. So when I see it, I'm like, God damn, look at the set on old South Jersey Jason. Ooh.
Well, here's the problem, man. Like, I was cautious because I was just fresh off a ban. Yeah, some fucking asshole decided to what do you call it, report one of my videos, the second video I did on National Women's Day. They said they reported it, so Facebook banned me for 24 hours. So I took that photo, I edited it, and then I had Emily post it because she's the one, or she's the one who can still post on there because I'm in Facebook jail. So I'm just a little upset with Facebook that picture didn't get removed because there's nipples in that one, goddammit.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of nipples, we're going to talk about something before we kick off this Friday the 13th All Access Special for Friday the 13th, March 13th, 2020, which we're just going to talk about whatever. So bear with us here. We got to get through some things, but we're going to have to address this situation, this challenge from our friend James Amaral, a.k.a. James Rodney, slasher.graphics. Who produces our wonderful show shirts, Brian's show shirts, and he's probably going to have some Gallows Lane shirts at some point, I would imagine. But anyways, he issued this challenge that we talked about last week as far as the Camp Blood Radio crew, South Jersey Jason, of us in crop tops. But we had to respectfully decline. So I'm sorry, Brian, you're going to be on your own with that one, buddy.
No, Gallows said he's more than happy to do it. He's just going to wait till it's a little warmer out.
Well, oh, yeah, if you listened, I said, I haven't seen my abs since like 2014. So if I had the physique of the lovely, in shape Elaine,
Emily
yeah. Lane, that I probably would, but nobody wants to see my Thug Life tattoo and my, I guess I have, I'm not a father, but I guess I have like a dad bod kind of going on now that I'm retired.
Hey, we
from
all
football.
Have a dad bod, whether a father or not.
I'm going to go ahead
and saw that great photo.
Well, hang on. I didn't have one up until now. Like I said, post football retirement, I lost my abs, and of course, it probably doesn't help that I drink 37 Keystone Lights a day either. But I don't think anybody wants to see that because I don't want to get turned out behind the dumpster at Dollar General. I'm going to tell you that right now.
With the lot lizards.
I'll show the lot lizards a thing or two, but I don't want to get turned out by the homies.
Well, see that, and that's the whole funny part of it. Like I say, I don't have a six pack anymore. I have a keg. So, and that's the whole funny thing about it. Because I was telling Joe, I'm like, they don't have a 2X in a crop top, and he's like, well, no, get like an extra large. That's the funny part about it. So, you know, I'm gonna order my shirt. I already have a whole scenario painted that I want to do, and I'm gonna do it.
All right. Well, don't give any details. Don't give any deets away about that. We got to save that. So I just wanted to touch base real quick on that and say that we just respectfully decline the activity, if you will, because ain't nobody trying to see that shit. So
yeah, but if you saw my page a couple of days ago, you shared a photo to me that I, you know, was more than happy to share. You in a crop top and it had a nice Camp Blood tattoo on your stomach.
Well, that was 2014. So yeah, that's what it is. But I'm gonna let you two, Craig and Day Day, have fun with the crop top shirts. I think that's more your style. Since you guys get to have circle jerks out on the East Coast, I think that's kind of more your thing. And Kent,
yeah,
and
it's definitely an East Coast thing.
It is.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. So, but yeah, I know you got Joe Gallo. You got the Facebook jail for your naughty little photos. You naughty little boy. You contaminating the.
Say that again, dude.
Just naughty, contaminating the internet with all your naughtiness and your filthy photos. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm 100% ashamed, but I'm blaming Brian on this one because my shit never got reported until he started sharing it.
God damn it. I will say this, though, the Never Hike Alone one from like a week ago, that was a really good one. That's probably one of your better booby shots right there. I'm going to tell you that one.
Hell yeah. That model, Teresa, she's freaking super smart, and she's a sweetheart, and she's down for anything when we do shoots.
Bless her heart.
Wasn't Teresa?
Believe it or not, she's a scientist.
Is she really?
Yeah, dude.
That's nice. Well, wasn't she the one that wanted to know how much cleavage she could show in the video for Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very nice. Bless her heart.
She's like, she's like, what percentage of cleave do you want? And I'm like, probably none.
All right. So fueling this episode, I got to give a shout out to my homies over at Benny's Beverage Depot. I was over there earlier today and holy shit, they had another sale on Keystone Lights, $9.99, a 30 pack. I had to fill the fucking SUV up. So I have stacks of 30 packs in my kitchen again. It's awesome. And they just keep coming through with the deals. So that's what's powering me. I know Brian's being powered by Folgers, and Joe is probably being powered by impure thoughts because he's such a naughty little boy.
I just made myself a cappuccino, and I'm not sure who makes it. It's from the Amish store.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever floats your boat, I reckon. So
it's just better than what freaking drunk uncle uses in his, what is it, like Rainbow Road freaking coffee creamer?
Birthday cake creamer.
Yeah. Actually, him and I are going to talk about that a little later, maybe next week, because I was a little bit confused about that, and I've since had a change of heart. But we're going to talk about that later, so I don't want to spoil that.
Better not be about Pepsi and Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's going to be a whole other war right there.
You know what? There's a lot of... I didn't realize how many Pepsi haters there was out there. I really had no idea. And right. I know Coke is like your, you know, all-American drink or whatever, but you like what you like, right?
You like what you like. Mm-hmm. East Coast, West Coast, you know? It's like that... It's like the rap war back in the 90s, you know?
Exactly. But, I mean, here's the thing. After I got to thinking about it, after people are fucking bashing Pepsi and all that shit, I got to thinking, in reality, when I'm drinking whiskey, I don't really give a fuck if it even really is Pepsi or Coke or the Walmart brand Dr. Thunder or whatever the fuck they call that, or the
Dr. General.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it could be anything. Like, as long as it's just a cola, I'm not going to notice the difference because I drink stiff-ass fucking drinks, right? So in reality, if I poured my drink and I handed it to you, and you would not be able to tell me whether I put Coke or Pepsi in that drink. You feel me?
Right.
Not going to know anyway. So it's kind of irrelevant. I just use Pepsi because that's what I like. That's my jam. So yeah, a lot of Pepsi haters out there, I learned. So it is what it is.
It's unfortunate. Pepsi is superior.
Coke is all American.
I agree.
Pepsi is also American.
Well, that it is. So obviously you two do not have the coronavirus, or you would not be joining me tonight. So shout out to the coronavirus for fucking destroying everything fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Like Monster Mania. Fuck you, coronavirus. Yeah. Monster Mania is shut down. Fucking bullshit, coronavirus.
You know, could meet coronavirus, I would kick it right in the balls.
Does it have balls? How do you know what it identifies as?
Well, if I don't care what it identifies as long as it has balls, I'm kicking it.
Well, that's a good question, and we can hypothesize on that all day
long. Or you
just
find someone that has it and kick them in the balls.
Well, that's true. Like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks apparently has it. And
oh no.
Yeah. Poor Tom Hanks. He's got the clap or whatever they're calling it.
clap.
The NBA season is now suspended. Monster Mania is shut down. The NCAA tournament, if you follow college basketball, no fans allowed. I mean, why don't we all just stay home?
E3 canceled as well.
I mean, let's all just stay home and wash our hands all day.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
And scalding hot water.
See, here's the thing. I work in the healthcare field, and you know, like 10, 15 years ago, they had the H1N1, and that was like, oh, go out and get your vaccine. So we all had to go and get our vaccine shot. But with this corona thing, now, mind you, it's, you know, worse in Europe. Here, it's starting to spread, but it's the media is blowing it out of proportion. If my agency was, you know, worried, it'd be more than practice universal precautions. So it's all the media, and you know, we're just falling like sheep.
Well, absolutely. But it's like anything else with social media. You get fucking sick and tired of it. It's like a 3-day cycle. Every 3 days, there's a new storm.
Yeah.
And you get on Facebook, you get on whatever the twatter or whatever you fucking use, and you see coronavirus memes all over. 3 days ago, it was Joe Biden memes. Not that Joe Biden memes are still not going on, but like coronavirus takes over, and now it's going to be probably LeBron James and NBA memes that are related to the suspension of the season or college basketball or whatever the fuck. And it's, 3 days from now, it'll be, or after that, it'll be something else. And there's days where I get up in the morning and I'm like, I don't want a social media today. I really don't, but I have to, because that's what we do nowadays. Right. I
don't know. Yep.
So, but what I do look forward to seeing is Joe's naughty pictures. That's why I get on social media. What did Joe Gallo post today that is just going to possibly get him a ban from Facebook because he's on the watch list now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of great stuff. And Brian's been doing a lot of great stuff. And that's why I thought I need you two to help me out today and fill the void, because you guys are just, you're just amazing people. And I know you're bummed with Monster Mania and all that, all the coronavirus talk. But I know there's some other things in the works, and I'm going to let you guys talk about that a little bit. I know that the Gallows Lane crew was listed on the Monster Mania guest list for the cosplayers and everything. So obviously your crew is not going to be there. But from what I understand, it's a possibility that maybe you, South Jersey Jason, maybe the whole squad might end up in Blairstown. So let's talk about that a little bit.
All right, Joe, do you want to go first? All right, so my plans for the weekend is, well, Friday I have a small event at the same comic book store that hosted me back in October for their Halloween Comic Fest. So we are doing a little Friday 13th event where I partnered with a photographer recently, and she uses a green screen. So we were going to do like photos for a couple hours. And then I was also going to screen Never Hike Alone. So as far as I know, this is still going on. And that's from 5 to 8. And then as soon as our Joe's chat group shared that the Monster Mania was canceled, I immediately called Jeanette because from the museum, because her and like four other of the volunteers were going to come down to Monster Mania on Saturday and see this Steve Dash tribute. So I called her, and because they're getting ready for Friday, and I said, they just canceled Monster Mania. So she's like, are you kidding? I said, no, she thought I was joking. So they're going to extend their Friday the 13th, because originally they were only open on Friday, but they're going to also do it again on Saturday, because there's going to be a lot of people that are coming down or who are already down. So she's going to create a post, which by the time this airs is already on Facebook, but hey, we're going to be open up on Saturday from 9 to 5. So I don't know if they're going to do more trolley tours or what, but that's where I will be. Irene and I are leaving straight from my event on Friday, and we're going to drive up to town, and we're going to stay till Sunday morning.
You're talking about this weekend, though, right? I'm talking about a week away. So we've got the Monster. I'm talking about Monster Mania weekend.
Yeah, that was this weekend.
Was it really? Okay, I thought. I guess I'm a week off. Holy shit!
They had a nice little Friday like part two lineup. And they were doing the Steve Dash tribute Saturday night.
Okay, I guess I was a week behind. I was thinking that Monster Mania was actually the weekend of the 20th. Okay. Ooh, I don't know what the fuck was that weekend. I don't know. I drank a lot of Keystones.
Were you probably looking at Gallo's photos, and you just got lost in, you know, all
in
the
cleavage. Yeah. Something like that.
Which, you know,
I don't know. I got a lot of stuff coming up over the next 6 to 8 weeks, so I probably confused it with something like that. But either way,
yeah.
Okay, so
it just really sucks.
All right.
You know, we were planning, just, you know, Gallo and his crew and myself have been talking about this for months, and we were all going to get together and hang out and just have a great time. And you know, it was just like, oh, it's like, you know, we're just so looking forward to it, and then it's like, now we gotta wait to May to, you know, possibly see each other. And if they don't come up, I'm hoping they come up, you know, and stay, you know, at least Friday night and Saturday.
Okay, all right. So yeah, so I was a week behind. That's what happens when you drink too many Keystone Lights. God damn it, you get confused.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you're LGBTQ vodka.
Yep, that too. Yeah. Oh, I polished off all that shit. Yeah, that's been long.
Nice.
Gone. Yeah, I don't. A bottle don't last me a whole lot of time. We'll put it that way. But yeah, I, for whatever reason, I was thinking, I don't know what I'm thinking of, because I'm looking now, and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking about for the week of the 20th? I guess it would be. And now I'm having a brain freeze. So something I got going on that weekend. God damn it. All right. So anyways, thanks coronavirus for ruining the festivities for South Jersey Jason and the Gallo crew. But like I said, apparently there's other things in the works. So, but you guys are going to all get together, like you said, in May at Blairstown, the Gallo crew, the SJJ crew. That's a group effort at the 40th anniversary, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the big...
We got some cool stuff coming Friday, too.
Yeah. We do. We do have some stuff. And actually, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because there's going to be... well, we got the Dead White Hands. I've talked about those a couple times. And that's public information. And Topher Westcott, A New Kind of Fear Customs, working on the Dead White, the back piece, the Dead White Hands, to basically finish Joe's Dead White costume, I guess. I guess it'll be finished, right?
Well, there's still a couple things I might add to it, but I'm pretty sure it's done. The other stuff is a maybe. I actually did a photo shoot today. Slasher Graphics, James Rodney, is going to be pretty happy with the stuff that we did today.
Oh, very nice.
I don't have my gloves yet. They come tomorrow. That Topher has busted his nice little ass on trying to get this stuff to me just for Monster Mania. Like, he made me a dead white hood for me so I could actually fucking see out of my eyeballs at while wearing the dead white hood. So, I mean, now I got one, and you know, I went over to my buddy's house today, John Dransack. He's the one who does our Versus cosplay for us. And he helped cut up my back a little bit too for the shirt, so you can see the back piece in all its glory.
Okay, so that shit's coming right along then.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. I love it. And I did end up having Topher glue on some ribs from J3 Jason Costumes there, Jim Zingram. So Jim's, that's his name, not James. It's Jim's.
Yeah, yeah, that's his. It's his legal name is Jim's.
Sorry, James.
Sorry, Jims. Now that's our guy. That's our guy, James Ingram, J3, Jason Costumes, friend of the show, also. And like I told you, Joe, I said, "Hey, Topher needs to do those hands in silicone. He does. That would be the ultimate."
I'm sure he's going to dabble in silicone here soon. But you know, it's funny is I made up the design for the dead white the face and the hood there, and I, you know, loose design on the back piece, but I mean, I was basically a consultant on the gloves. Topher kind of just figured that out, and he's like, "Do you like this? Do you like this?" And I'm like, "Yes, yes, or no, whatever." But so, I mean, yeah. Also, I have to mention that my new shirt for Dead White, the green, the outer shirt there, is done by Curse Customs, Kyle Scholar.
Okay. And he's somebody that I've also been in talks with. He's going to be on the show in the near future. He's on the list. I don't know how soon, but he's on the list. We've got a pretty expansive list, but he's on there. So Brian Bader also has a new costume. I mentioned that. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but that was mentioned also. And that is getting debuted also this week, and I'm going to let you talk about that. So the floor is yours for your new costume.
All right. So, yeah, I was actually going to debut it on Friday, the 13th. But since, you know, Monster Mania was announced that it was being canceled, I'm going to go ahead and give, you know, a little sneak peek, you know, just one picture that actually Gallo edited for me. So I'm going to post that later on tonight, which, you know, by the time this is out, people have already seen it. So last time I was on the show, I had talked about doing like a custom. And at the time, you know, we said like a dead or dead white, because, you know, part four was my favorite. And all right. So I'll just start real quick again. So I did a photo shoot this past Saturday at a park up, you know, Toms River, New Jersey. And You know, the photos came out good. I sent some to Joe to see if he can do his wonderful magic, you know, putting some background graphics in there, which he did to a couple, which one of them I'm going to post tonight. The one thing I did notice just with the photos was the dart pouch was kind of bunching up. So I just did a simple cut out cardboard and wrapped it in plastic, like packing bubble wrap, and just stiffed it in each slot in the dart pouch. And, you know, it did its magic. So I'll be wearing it this Friday for the event I'm doing at the mall. And then, of course, you know, going up to Blairstown this weekend. But James just did a fantastic job as always, you know. Just he's just so good. And the one thing is he just like one thing I love about him, aside from his great work, is the constant communication. You know, if I send him a message, he replies back within like 10, 15 minutes. And even if I don't send a message, he's just sending me photos and keeping me updated. So we're going to be working on two more projects this year, actually.
God damn. Brian Bader's a busy man.
Yep.
Yeah. I could definitely vouch for James Ingram. He is super nice. He's a good guy.
Yeah. He definitely has our endorsement. I've recommended him to a bunch of people. Anytime anybody says, hey, you know, who's the go-to guy, he's always in the conversation. And everybody that I've talked to pretty much says the same thing that Brian said. Great communication, always sends progress pics, etc., and I've never heard a bad word about the guy. So he has our full recommendation.
Yeah, he's actually working on new Part 7 gloves to kind of replace like the ones he was making like for my costume, where it's like a full wraparound glove. He sent me a photo tonight, which I can, you know, send to you guys. He's working on, like, I guess you could say a prototype. So when he's done, he's going to send me a pair so that I can add it to my costume for my Part 7.
And of course, Joe Gallo, we know you got some shit coming up too. So maybe fill us in a little bit on that.
Well, like I said, we got some really fun content coming on Friday. Like, we did a Chavo shoot for Slasher Graphics, but on our Patreon, remember a couple weeks back, you guys were talking about our crotch shot with the pickaxe?
We did, yes.
So, on coming to our Patreon this Friday is the angle where you could see everything, the full uncensored... everything's right in your face angle of that shot.
Okay. I can kind of picture what that would be like, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to add the caption like what we talked about? Oh gosh, that was like a while ago. We were thinking of like captions to go with that shot. Oh man, like Planned Parenting by Jason or something.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god. Okay, so the model there, her name was Susie Westmiller, and she was a sweetheart. Like, she's down. She's another one who's down for anything. And this poor girl just sitting there with a pickaxe between her butt cheeks, and she's just still smiling away, like, "Hey, this is weird, but I love it."
A pickaxe between her butt cheeks is just like so nonchalant, you know?
Yeah, because we were. I mean, my wife was taking the photos too, so it's like we got this gorgeous naked girl in this thing in the bed when I'm hitting her in the bed with a pickaxe, and then my wife's just like, "Hey, move your leg." And so like, but you know, we were practicing safety too. We covered the pickaxe, the end of it, so it wasn't like stabbing her in the butthole. So you know what I mean.
Did you test the pickaxe for coronavirus?
Oh no, it already had it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's probably, we're probably patient zero right here, but whatever.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, and I need to get you a show shirt. I keep saying that I'm going to, but I've got show shirts out there to some people, but I haven't seen any of their pictures yet. So I'm kind of like waiting in numerical order, if that makes sense. And
well, you'll get some pictures within a week.
Well, yeah, exactly, because 13 Gallows Lane don't fuck around. But
nope.
Yeah, so I mean, I've sent shirts out to people, and next thing you know, it's like a month, maybe more, and it's like, oh, and I don't bother them. Hey, just send them when you got them. And then you get the the check-in message. Oh, I just been busy. You know, hey, I'm going to get you your stuff. I just been busy and so on and so forth. I get that. People are busy washing their hands and using hand sanitizer so they don't die. I get it. But apparently I just need to move you up to priority at the number one spot and just have James Amaral, a.k.a. James Rodney, just get him out there to you.
Yeah, dude, Emily Lane, you know, the photographer model, co-founder of 13GL, she gets it done fast. Like, I'm like, hey, Emily, throw this on and take some photos. She's like, okay, hell yeah. We wouldn't have any page without her or my beautiful wife to allow me to do these kind of photos.
Yeah, no shit. I don't know if a lot of people's wives would allow that. I don't know if they would.
So, oh, no.
Shout out to Mrs. though? Gallo.
Hell yeah. She's in the bathtub right now relaxing.
Well, that's what, yeah, quote, unquote, relaxing. Yeah, more like baiting. Mm-hmm. She's yeah. Painting it up. Don't fucking lie.
I thought I heard some clam slapping coming from there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's totally fucking, she's all over it right now. Yeah. I guarantee she's a chronic masturbator too. I mean, Christ, she's married to you for fuck's sakes.
I know. We just sit there and we bait. Yeah, poor Vincent, when we went to Blairstown the first time, he got both of us baiting over him.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. And how many kids do you have again? Seven? Nine? I can't remember.
Fucking hell. I have four. And the two babies, they're twins, and they're Tommy and Jason.
Of course they are.
Yeah. I had to do some convincing for that. I mean, Tommy Gallo sounds really good. And my wife is like, oh, that's a cute name. And I'm like, you can't have Tommy without Jason. She's like, God damn it, you're right.
You people and your children. I mean, Kent has Little House on the Prairie or whatever the hell it is going on over in Kentucky, and you've got New York all galloed up with whatever's going on over there. And Jesus,
oh yeah, I'm
Christ.
Like Genghis Khan with my seed.
You're just planting them, buddy. Just you guys are just crapping them out left and right. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you guys do it, but it is what it is. So, all right. What else do we got? What else do we have happening with Friday the 13th for this go around? I mean, we've got some merch. Nothing really to speak of. I mean, Cavity Colors has the Part 4 shirt dropping, which I'm kind of on the fence about. And Gutter Garbs is bringing back one of their Part 3 shirts that was out of print, I believe. That one's kind of meh.
I haven't really seen that one. I have.
Yeah, it's not anything to get excited about, but I really haven't seen anything. I guess what I'm getting at is I haven't seen anything to get excited about for Friday the 13th sales for this go around.
Who's doing that Part 4 shirt that was just announced?
Cavity Colors.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that one. But you know me, I love Part 4. So.
Well, that's your jam. But you know, here's the thing is. These companies, and I've said this before, and I'll say it 100 million more times, we're fucking sick and tired of $27 t-shirts. Because if you pay sales tax wherever you order from, plus the shipping and blah, 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 next thing you know, it's a $38.95 t-shirt, a.k.a. fuck rag. It's a $40 fucking fuck rag.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
bullshit. When I saw
I can agree.
For that. I clicked on it. I was like, $27, get out of here. I actually just got in the mail Gutter Garbs, the reprint of the Friday the 13th for the 40th anniversary. So, wow, when they had the pre-order a couple of weeks ago. And, man, does that look great.
Well, I tell you what you can do if you want to save some money, you can head on over to slasher.graphics. And you can get yourself a Camp Blood Radio shirt or a Drunk Uncle shirt or a South Jersey Jason shirt or a Lot Lizard shirt for way cheaper than fucking $27.
And the material is
fantastic. You know what? That's another thing I forgot to mention. Me and James and a friend of mine are actually working on a 13 Gallows Lane shirt. We had a buddy drop a cartoon. It's going to hopefully be on the shelves at some point. Or not the shelves, but you know what I mean. On Slasher Graphics.
On the interwebs.
Yeah.
I figured you would have one at some point. I mean, it's just a matter of time. I mean, it's getting, like you said before, you and Topher were a package deal. Now mm-hmm. you and now you and Slasher.Graphics are like a package deal. South Jersey Jason and everyone's like a package deal. It's just becoming like a I don't know what I want to call it, like a circle jerk, if you will. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
But the thing is you guys are going to have to flip a coin to decide who is the pivot man, because I damn sure know it's not me. So you guys can fight over that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Topher might win that circle jerk. He's a big dude.
Well,
he'll just flop that 5-pound dong right on the table and be like, yep, we're all going to get hosed.
Well, I can't flop a 5-pound dong out because, as I've mentioned, I have an inadequate wiener, so I cannot win the
No, I'm Canadian, so I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, it's it is what it is. I mean, I can't satisfy Nikki Benz. I already know that, so I'm not going to try. Or really any other woman for that matter. So, you know, it's but it's all about effort. I mean, I guess I get an A for effort. So I do what I can.
I'm sure Irene Bader can sympathize.
Or Mrs. SJJ. Yeah.
She puts up a lot of shit, you know, between Joe and me. The poor girl doesn't stand a chance.
I mean, well, just think of poor Mrs. Gallo. She's crapped out 4 of his fuck trophies for crying out loud.
And thank God they all look like her.
Actually, you want to know who that? You want to know what's the history here? They look nothing. My boys, they look nothing like any of us. They're my they look like my uncle that died in 1978.
That's weird.
The only blonde person in the family.
Yep, I mean, I'd say both ladies, they probably put up with their fair share of shenanigans. So,
I'm gonna go ahead and say Mrs. Gallo puts up with way more shenanigans.
Oh yeah.
Than Mrs. Emin Bader.
Oh God, yeah. Brian's a good boy. I'm annoying as shit.
You know, but though Joe's starting to rub off a little bit. I mean, I have to say, probably he brings out like, you know, the fun in me. I'm not that I'm not fun, but you know, Joe's like what?
I do rub off on you a lot.
You know, it's like, you know, it just sucks because Joe and the Gallo guys are up in, you know, upstate New York and I'm down here in Jersey. So it's like, you know, I see all these great photos that they get to do and I'm like, man, I want to do that. So Irene and I were talking and we're actually going on vacation at the end of August. We're going up to Canada. And then on the way back, we're going to stop by Joe and we're actually going to do a photo shoot together.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to bust out them Irene Bader's titties.
Oh.
I don't know if she wants to do all that.
Hmm? Irene Bader's all about the, what do you call them? The tube tops. I see the posts. I see.
Yes. Them. Yes.
Yeah. That's her jam, you know, each their own.
Her jam. Yep.
But I have to ask, while you're in Canada, are you going to visit Nikki Benz while you're there?
Well, you know, I could. I can easily find out where she hangs out, you know. And
that sounds kind of creepy.
Well, you know, she's making those horror movies, so maybe I could like come by and just maybe do some consulting.
Well, no, she could be out on a yacht wearing a Camp Blood Radio swimsuit.
She could, and that was a very lovely swimsuit, I might add.
I mean,
yeah, that'll be our next challenge. Let's wear those, dude.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, bless her heart for supporting the show and taking time out of her busy schedule of getting ding-donged all day long and actually taking a regular picture with clothes on, if you will. And we just appreciate her. We appreciate all the Nickies. We have a lot of Nickies out there. Of course, we love Nikki Benz. We love Nikki Glaser. We love Nikki Six.
Well, hold on. 13 Gallows Lane has two of them, too, and maybe a third one coming.
Oh, you have 3 Nickies?
We might. We have 2 right now. We have Nikki Bozek and Nikki Rodriguez. And Nikki Rodriguez was the pregnant model, if you remember her.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, we're going to love them automatically just because they're Nickies.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, the Nickies like our Nikki Benz, I should say. I got to be specific because there's plural of Nickies. But she's like our mascot. I mean, but we have we're getting more mascots. But you gotta wait for those because they haven't really been announced yet. So there's some other things in the works. But we gotta hush. We gotta keep our lips sealed on that one. So You just never know who might be wearing a Camp Blood Radio attire, if you will, whether it be a swimsuit or a shirt, or it could be anything. You never know. I mean, we're gonna have
a movie director from Jason Rising, a Friday the 13th fan film.
Could be James Sweet, who is working diligently on Jason Rising. He could be on set wearing a Camp Blood Radio shirt, and next thing you know, you have a picture on set. It could be that. It could be anybody. You just never know. That's why you
I am very, 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 very excited about what they're posting Friday or today.
I've said before that Jason Rising is the fan film that I've been most heavily anticipating.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about, you know, we just talked about Friday the 13th Legacy and the millions of views that got the other day. And of course, it came out around the same time as Never Hike Alone. And we've talked about some other stuff too, but we haven't touched on Vengeance. We haven't really touched on anything else, because the ones that are most anticipated are not out yet. But we're debating on that. We're debating whether we want to talk about them or not. We're going to talk about Jason Rising one way or the other, because James has been on the show. So that is definitely going to get covered. So as far as the other ones, we've just kind of, you know, we've kind of kept our distance, because sometimes it's better to just kind of be unheard. But we'll decide when the time gets here if we want to talk about something. It's on the list. Some of the fan films are on the list. I just don't know that we'll give our actual honest opinions about them.
There's so many now.
Oh my God, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, it's like the coronavirus. They're just infecting everywhere.
I mean, they're good. I mean, I watch every single damn one of them, but.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not like, it's almost too much, because some people have reached out to me and said, hey, you know, what do you think about the multitude of crowdfunding campaigns? And I already touched base on it a little bit. I mean, if they need money, they need money. Don't donate or pick and choose your battles, whatever. But the thing is Friday fan films had such a bad reputation before that unless you deliver a quality product, you're going to get murdered. You know, that's just how it's going to be. You're going to get murdered on social media, right? I mean, So I don't know. I mean, I've been tired of hearing about them for a while, because it's just inundated everywhere you look. But I love Friday. So do you ever really get tired of it? It's kind of a double-edged sword, is kind of the way I would describe it. I don't know. That's the easiest way to say, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as Joe knows, and you know, I'm excited for, I mean, not only Jason Rising, but, his name was Jason. You know, it's, things are finally moving forward. They're filming some more scenes at the end of this month. And I think they're finishing up in May with a release in the fall. So, you know, I talk to Dave just about every day. So he keeps me updated with everything. And it's
because you're a Dave Brown dick rider, admit it.
Yeah, I'm a Dave Brown dick rider. And I'll be proud to, you know, wave that flag. He's a good guy. I've known him for about 2 years now. So I'm finally glad to see, you know, things are starting to move along, and, you know, can't wait for the finished product.
You know what? I think at some point, I think like the whole crew needs to be in one of these fan films in some capacity. I'm just going to throw that out there. Like, they got to find a place for certain individuals. You know what I mean? Here's the thing that gets annoying. And I'm just going to call a spade. I don't really give a fuck. Stop using the same fucking people in fan films. They're fucking fan films. Stop using the same people. Do you understand what I mean by that? I'm not going to say any names. I'm just going to say stop doing it. We just seen them in something else. Why are we watching them? In, like, knock it off. Come on. You don't know anybody else. I mean, come on. That's what's hurting fan films too, I think. Or, well, I don't know if it's hurting them per se, but kind of like the meh factor. Like, really? I just seen this dude in this other fan film, and now he's all up in this shit?
Yeah. Like, Joe and I and the crew were talking about a fan film, you know, that's like in pre-production. And just from what we saw, we were like, ugh, you know.
Let's think about this, okay? Like, in real talk, in all the original Friday installments, you didn't see like just Joe Bob characters, if you want to call them that, regular characters. You didn't see them repeating themselves in other Friday films, right?
Right.
So why are we doing that in fan films? If we're trying to be respectful and be true to the series and gain fans and followers and try to be something, you know, quote unquote, more than a fan film, why the fuck are we using the same people? I don't understand that. As soon as I seen that, I'm like, I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, really? Why are these people in this film? Like, they were literally, like, it makes no sense to do that. Unless you're trying to use them for social media purposes because they might have a good social media reach or something like that. I don't know. And I'm not speaking this out of jealousy by any means, because I really don't care.
Right. So with your background, if someone said, hey, Nathan, I want to make a fan film, do you want to be my Jason? Would you do it if the story was good?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I would say, well, let me see what you got and I'll think about it. But I'm not going to say yes right out of the gate by any means. Right.
Yeah.
I would say, well, let's, because there's, like I said, the fan film game is a totally different monster nowadays. So I don't know. I don't want to be attached to something, you know, something that's going to be on the bozo level.
Let me throw this out there for you, Nate. So if I asked you if you could, you know, be a, like masturbating Jason, would you do it?
Well, I think masturbating Jason would be up to you, because you're a self-admitted chronic masturbator. So I wouldn't want to take that away from you.
I know, but I'm not well endowed. How am I? I can't do that.
Well, and I'm not either. I mean, self-admittedly. Like, I mean, you've heard me say.
We definitely
times.
Can't use Brian either.
Well, you know, I can't speak for myself, but Mrs. SJJ might beg to differ.
Of course.
I don't think so.
If somebody came to me and asked, I'd just say, look, let me see what you got and who's involved, and we'll go from there. I mean, that's all I could say about that.
Yeah. You know, I was watching the reboot. Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead, Brian.
Well, no, I was watching a reboot the other night, and I was just like, man, it's been, 11 years since a Friday film. And I forgot, like, you know, I liked the reboot for what it was. You know, it had its flaws, but I just wish, like, we got at least one more from, like, Derek Mears, you know, before everything happened, because he just brought a, you know, different element to the character, you know, going back to, like, the Ted White era before, you know, part six. And, I mean, we got the fan films to hold us over, but it's like Disney with like the Marvel and Star Wars are just throwing it at you every month. There's something new and you're just going to get bored of it. And, you know, I'm excited for Jason Rising, of course, Never Hike in the Snow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Never Hike in the Snow. I mean, look who's involved. That's a give me right there. I mean, we don't even need to talk about that any further.
Yeah.
Jason Rising.
There's my official film right there. I mean, the Vincent and the Womp Stomp could hold me over. Like, they could say, oh, we're making a sequel to the remake. And then Vincent will be like, hey, we're making Never Hike Alone, obviously, 2, 3, and 4. I'd be more interested in that. I'm a huge Never Hike Alone dick rider, and I'm proud of it.
Well, that you are. And there's nothing wrong with that. But like I said, I mean, the fan films, they are what they are. I don't, at this point, like, if a new one gets announced tomorrow, I'm not excited. It's like, really, we've got, some of these films have been in the works for 2 years or more, and some of them are obviously having sequels or prequels or both or whatever, and it's just an ongoing saga. So if I wake up out of a drunken stupor tomorrow morning and I see a new one announced, I'm not going to be excited. I mean, it's just not going to happen, because it's so inundated at this point where it's just kind of like, whatever. I don't know. But all I can say is, I think I speak for the majority. Well, I would think that I speak for the majority when I say, stop putting the same people in fan films. Just leave that part alone, at least. They're inundated, saturated, whatever you want to call it, enough as it is. Stop putting the same people in them.
I want to see some new faces to die.
Right. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm just going to leave it at that. We need Friday is always about the fresh faces, and just leave it at that. Like I said, if you need a social media reach, if that's why you're using certain people in your films, you can always just sponsor your posts on Facebook or social media, and it'd be kind of the exact same thing. I don't know, just throwing that out there. Yeah. All right, so what else do we got to talk about for this Friday the 13th on the calendar? I think that's about it. I mean, really, there's really nothing notable on the merchandise. Films are still in the works.
We got more models coming this summer.
Oh, more models. More models at 13 Gallows Lane.
To piggyback off of Joe, I was talking to him about, for the summertime, kind of switching up my Confessions of a Cosplayer and focusing on his model from aspect, you know, like what got them into, you know, being like the models for his brand and whatnot. Because you don't really hear about them. So I want to know about them. So I asked him to reach out to them. And, you know, if things work out, I'm looking to do that. Because the content I have right now, I have like a list going to like the first week of June. So I would like to do that like maybe for July and August to cap out the summer with Joe's lovely models.
Okay. And I mentioned Confessions of a Cosplayer. I did mention that as far as the blog, if you want to call it that Brian's doing. And
I did mention
for people to reach out to you if they wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah. And I get at least maybe an email a week. It's kind of slowed down a little bit, which is good because I have basically a long queue and I have articles already edited to go into the end of March, and then I have all of April to work on and May. I got two more female cosplayers. So if there's any female listeners out there, send me an email out to southjerseyjason@gmail.com because when I did Emily's spotlight, the traffic on my website went up significantly. So I want to focus more on the female cosplayers as well.
Well, there you go. There you go. And, of course, the Gallows Lane crew, he's got no shortage of boobies. So that ought to work well in your favor. So anything you want to give a plug out to there, Joseph, before we wrap things up?
Let me see. Well, I mean, shout out plugs to my partner in crime there, Emily Lane. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to do shit here without her and my wife. And all the Jasons, all my James Berlou, the Jason X, and John Dransack, my Versus, and Jordan Harvey, my pain in the ass / remake.
Shout out to Elaine and her flat stomach that can pull off a crop top, because we sure as fuck can't. So, yeah, I'm jealous, Elaine.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll shut my stupid mouth.
Oh, no, Brian. Go ahead.
I forgot. It's all you. Brian yelled at me.
I didn't yell at you. Well, you know, I was actually talking to Irene earlier, and, you know, she keeps forgetting the guys. She knows the costumes for each of Joe's guys, but she has trouble remembering which is which. So we got, like, what, four J's in the gallo? And I was like, yeah, I'm the B to their J's. So,
You're going to be bitchy and sore, dude.
Man, tell you.
If you're the B, you're the one blowing. So.
East Coast Circle Jerk.
Yes. So, of course, you know, I want to shout out to Gallo because, you know, we've been friends for almost a year now. And, you know, he's been a true friend as far as, you know, both inside and outside the cosplay, you know, giving me his advice. Yeah. Yeah. I set myself up for that. Of course, I want to shout out to, again, to J3 Jason Costumes for his amazing work. And we got this ongoing partnership, so stay tuned for, you know, more. He is actually going to be redoing a part 4 for me for some photo shoots that I'm going to do over the summertime. And shout out to the Underground in Smithville, New Jersey. He was one of the first businesses that I connected with, and it's like a punk rock store. It's really awesome, and it's so out of place in this little historic town of Smithville. And we had an awesome event there this past Sunday. So he has me at all his events coming up this year. And next month, actually, we're going to be doing photos again. And it's going to be a fundraiser for the Blairstown Museum. So when you come out, we'll be with my photographer. And for each photo that we sell, I'm going to donate a portion of each sale to the Blairstown Museum.
Listen to him, my photographer, like he's the fucking president.
Yeah, man. like he's a Gallows Lane, huh?
Well, you know, I got to step up my game. You know, I learned from my mentor, Gallo, and I got a photographer that, you know, she had asked me if I'd be interested in doing photos as far as, you know, she just does like weddings and, you know, real estate photos, and she wants to branch out and do other things to attract more clientele. So we partnered up, and I got us booked at three events this year. And, you know, anytime, you know, I can think of something for us to do, as long as she doesn't have anything scheduled, she's more than happy to come out.
And well, you know, here's the thing that I want to bring up before we shut this shit down. Is not that long ago, Brian and I were having a conversation about his brand, the South Jersey Jason, making it a brand, et cetera, whatever you want to call it. And look at him now. He's got his own personal photographer. He's booking all these events. He has the Lot Lizard shirt at Slasher.graphics, the South Jersey Jason shirt. He's BFF with Joe Gallo and all of his wisdom and his good things that he's doing with boobies and other things in the Friday community. And it's like, you're just, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. I mean, when we talked, I mean, obviously back then I was nowhere. I never thought I'd be at this place as far as the cosplay is concerned, never in a million years. And I just kind of blew up overnight, and I'm thankful for all the opportunities it, you know, the door has opened for me, and I made all these great connections. So, you know, I thank you, Nathan, for having me on the show back in September. And of course, Joe helped by sharing my stuff, and it's all about that networking. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I started this cosplay blog, because I want to give back, because so many people helped me. So I want to do the same thing and, you know, share all their content. So, you know, if you ever want to share stuff on my page, feel free to. I will share your stuff. And, you know, I'm very thankful for everything that has happened, you know, in this past year.
Yeah, like, I think the Drunk Uncle and I had mentioned that you were like the mascot for CBR or something on the lines of that. I can't remember what the hell he even said. I don't know. Something on the lines of that.
You guys like put on a great show, and it's hard for me as far as podcasts are concerned. If you don't have my attention in the first 5 minutes, I'm going to switch you out. And I couldn't tell you how many different like horror related podcasts I've, you know, just listened to just to get the feel for it. And I was like, nope. Cause you're one of like two that I listen to faithfully. And it's because of, you know, the way you and Byron talk with each other. That's what the chemistry, you know, you keep me entertained. So,
Oh, Byron, you know, the funny thing about that is Byron and I, Byron, fucking Kenton, Kent, whatever, the drunk uncle is, we know each other in real life. So we don't see each other that often, but I've known Kent for, you know, many years. So when I'm talking to him, it's like somebody just having a conversation with a friend. Kind of like with you guys, we're just having a conversation, but it's on like a different level for whatever reason. Him and I just click, and then when we get to talking about wieners and inadequate wieners and Nikki Benz or liquor or late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, it just works. I don't know, it works. I get a lot of compliments about it, and I appreciate you guys for sharing. I appreciate everybody who shares, for that, you know, for that matter. But, you know, we're here for more. What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, we're here for the listeners. We're here for the fans. We're here for the Friday community. We're here for the horror community, et cetera, et cetera. So I appreciate the compliments. I appreciate everybody who's reached out recently. And we're all about networking also. And this is a good example of networking, is us right here. Hey, do you guys want to step in and help me out? And look where we're at. So I appreciate you guys for helping me out tonight. Otherwise, we might have had to skip a week. So shout out to South Jersey Jason. Shout out to 13 Gallows Lane, Mr. Joe Gallo. And, you know, you need to get your names straightened around. I just wanted to let you know that.
What do you mean?
We got 13 Gallows Lane. We got Gallo Goes to Hell. we need to get all that shit on the same order.
I have tried, between Emily and Sherry, my wife, and me, we have tried to tell Facebook that I wanted to change it, but after like 20 reviews, they will not. They keep saying, no, it's an address. You cannot change it to this.
Even if you put an underscore in there, like you're...
I've tried every fucking way you could think of.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys for helping me out, and we will follow up with you all on another episode.
Can I do one more shout out or no?
Absolutely.
Rock and I would roll. Like to shout out my bro, Topher Westcott, A New Kind of Fear Customs, because he killed it with Dead White. It's over now. It's done. Thank you so much, dude.
All right, be on the lookout for the new costumes from Craig and Day-Day here. But that wraps up another episode of Camp Blood Radio. So please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at. Also, go buy a fucking shirt. I don't know how many times I have to tell you people this. Slasher.graphics. Mm-hmm. Go buy a shirt. Send us a picture. Take a picture with it wherever. We'll post it. We'll share it. It's free advertisement for you. It's advertisement for us. We all win. And also, if you have any suggestions, feel free to drop us a line. Unless...
you're Mark Teffner. Fuck you, Mark Teffner.
Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.